This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There seems to be a major divide in the studio today. Mm-hmm. I know that Tiak and I are not seeing eye to eye.
No,
I'm not sure where the redhead.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron. Sorry, thankfully your name is written on your microphone over here.
Is it on?
Turn you know on. What? I'm going to tell you this. I think I just made a mistake because I'm looking for her to come onto my side. And then by doing that, that was not very smart. Mm-hmm. I feel, based on the fact that you and I are on two different sides of this story, this calls for a... you be the judge.
And I know your first, middle, and last name, Aaron. I won't say it on the air, but just for the record.
Aaron B. Do... Johnny B. Aaron, you know her middle name?
I think
Are
so.
Are you using that as a threat?
No, I'm, like, just, why is... no I'm just...
That's a very...
I'm just contrasting our personalities.
That's a very threatening.
I'm contrasting the relationship we have with Aaron versus what he...
All right, everyone. Call in if you think we should let T-Hack go today for threatening Aaron.
Threatening? Okay.
Okay. So here's the story. A woman is mad at her husband because he boarded a plane without her and the plane took off. Now at this point, I can see how a simple-minded dolt like T-Hack would go, you gotta back your wife's play. You don't get on that plane without your wife.
You don't. You don't. I sounded
under
just like that.
So you're saying no matter what, you're at the airport. You don't board that aircraft.
Unless... it's your first international flight. You are going on an extensive vacation together. That's why I wish it said what their plans were.
Yeah. What would be the reason you would board without her?
I'll tell you, the reason he did board is the reason you board without her.
I cannot think of a reason why you would leave anyone you go to the airport with, especially your beloved, your betrothed.
I'm going to tell you this.
Your bride.
Okay. You got more names.
Give me another B word. I don't know.
I'll give you another B word. I feel, and again, I'm going to alienate Aaron a little bit here when I only want her on my team on this rare and elusive you be the judge. I feel, after having traveled with Aaron, that we have very contrasting traveling styles. Like, once you've been to the airport, like, I think T-Hack probably falls more in line with you because he's just such a rookie.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just scared. You're not a rookie.
I am, yeah.
You're scared. Like, so you get to the airport 3 hours ahead, and you're like, and you're standing by the door at your gate.
Yeah. Like, well, I'm normally traveling with kids too, so that's I gotta
that's
go into
only
dad
for the
mode.
Last few years, and you're not 3 years old.
But he's not a big traveler to begin with, so.
But even before kids, I guarantee you, you didn't
He didn't go on a flight until he was 18.
That's true.
Yeah,
that
but
is
you're
true.
Like 40 now, so like I'm just rounding up.
Okay.
I'm just what I'm you know what I'm saying. You're
I
do
fall,
not,
yeah,
do
she's
not
early.
Hide behind your kids.
No, we go there early. I like to go earlier.
That's all I needed.
I'm with it. Yeah.
But you have
I agree.
A contrasting style than I do.
Uh-huh.
Like
yeah.
I could park 60 minutes before a flight if I'm not checking.
Mm, see, and I'm always checking. I'm always checking.
Because of the kids.
And like, no, that's whatever.
And
we
the
went
shoes?
To San Diego for three. You
did
went for
you
one
just
day.
Say and shoes?
Yeah, and shoes.
I was on your side, but buddy,
well,
you
for
lost.
The longest time, I had contacts, and I always fly Frontier, and it's cheaper. So I have liquid is the contact thing, but then it's cheaper to check the bag than to carry it on. So it's like, well, why not just check it?
Okay, don't use
and
your
take
okay.
more. So he, that's so it's a combo of both.
And Aaron, you flew standby, so you had to get there early.
Yeah.
But you don't fly standby anymore, so you got to get over it.
Mm.
I had a flight that was like 3 hours earlier than yours, and you got in the same Uber as me. I was like, why are you coming to the airport?
What else was I going to do that day?
Hang at the Hard Rock. Have fun.
Everyone else was gone.
and be nervous about the flight the whole time?
Yeah.
It sounds terrible.
Okay. So here's the point. This man and his wife are me and you guys. We have very different contrasting travel styles. She is more like me, and he is more like you guys. Mm. He's like a nervous traveler.
Mm-hmm.
Let's
he's
get
responsible.
To the airport.
He's
let's get in.
Buttoned
sure.
up.
Sure.
He's all the, yeah.
So.
Respected in the community.
He knows what time boarding is.
Yeah.
And boarding.
As most shouldn't you know that?
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Okay.
And they say it's like 3 minutes away. And she looks at her betrothed, her husband, her love of her life, apple of her eye, all the stupid crap you just said, and said, I'm going to grab a Starbucks. And he's like, blah, 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 blah. We're about to board. Nah, I'm just, it's right over there. I'm just going mm-hmm. to, it's just right there. I'm going to grab a Starbucks. And he's like, and they start boarding. And people are getting on. He's like, I get. The guy, she's still over, like in the line.
She's still in line.
You're telling me you wouldn't get on the plane?
No, absolutely not. How?
What?
How could you get on
get
the plane?
Get on the plane.
How could
That's
you,
her problem.
How could you go? Her problem. You're married. It's your wife.
She's
how
an idiot.
You, how could
she's
you possibly walk onto the plane, say hello
like
to say hello to the flight attendant, get
hey
your
there.
Seat, put your bag up, sit down, and feel good about yourself, knowing that your wife doesn't know where you went. Just are you
she
on
knows
the plane?
Where I went. I went where she's supposed to be.
So yeah. you're going to go on this trip
yes.
without her?
She better look around and go, and oh, crap, abandon her Starbucks order and sprint to the door.
How is that going to end well for you?
You're leaving
her behind on an international flight, and you're just like,
we don't know if
it's
international.
Not international.
We'll talk about it when I get back, honey.
I'm saying
no
I'm going to get on the plane so there's not two of us being the J-holes that are holding up the plane. Have you ever been on a plane where they're like, is passenger Jill blah, mm-hmm. and you're like, and then they come walking on clearly three sheets to the wind because they've been sitting at the bar and they barely made the flight. And sometimes they've held the flight for them. And you're like, this is crap. So I'm going to get on the plane if I'm him and I'm not the nervous traveler, but I'm getting on the plane because I want to sit. I don't want all the passengers staring at me.
But so you're going to leave your wife
yes.
out to dry and make everyone stare at her
I'm
instead?
Leaving her out to dry or she leaving herself
no
out to dry?
No one cares if there's one passenger holding up the plane or seven. No one's like,
yes,
well,
they do.
Oh, there's only
yes,
one.
Yes, they do.
No one cares. No one even pays attention. Aaron's asleep already. She's on the plane.
yeah, I'm
We're dragging
the
her lifeless body. I want people to text in to 51059. Would you be the husband or would you be the wife? Like, so now we both have to miss a flight because you're too stupid to understand what boarding is.
Yes. And why would you want to go without her?
I don't want to go without her.
Why would you want
her?
To leave her behind?
What if they have plans the second they get there?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm go. Like,
what
Aaron's
plans would I go to I leaving would, my wife? It'd be like, well, my wife's still
okay.
back in Denver, but I'm going to make sure to hit this luau.
My flight to London, I land at like 10 in the morning.
Testify.
We are going straight to
Harry
Warner
Potter.
Brothers Studio,
yeah.
Harry Potter, because it's the last day that they are open. We are literally taking all of our stuff. If my sister-in-law misses
yep.
her flight, I don't care. I'm going.
Bye.
Okay. It's a good thing you're not married to your sister-in-law. The rules are different. You're
it's
a
not
team.
Different.
You're a team and you're going on this trip together.
We're not a team. Because you chose Starbucks over what we booked this months ago. And your caffeine craving I'm supposed to like sit here. I'm supposed to miss my flight because you need caffeine. Get over it and get on the plane.
You need overpriced caffeine.
Yes!
It's called marriage. I don't know.
No!
You are supposed to be a team. And if you're supposed to be a team, have each other's back.
And she's supposed to be on team plane. And like,
I agree. I agree that she should have been more considerate.
Great.
But were she not? She wasn't. She made that decision, and now he's gotta eat it.
No.
That's how it works.
He does not have to eat it. She has to eat it.
Just like if you're...
She made the incorrect decision. Why should he be punished for her incorrect decision?
Because it doesn't matter if it's just a flight. What if it's just a dinner party or something? You're honey, you're not ready.
I literally...
See you later.
Driven separately from my always late now ex-wife because I'm sitting there going, enough. Nope. You're not ready? Bye. Goodbye. I'm going.
I'm choosing to not respond. You could repeat what you just said. I think there was ex-wife in there.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.